Chapter 8. Miles Hendon. Edward felt very sad because his father was dead. Many people were frightened of King Henry. He was a very big, very important man who was often angry. But Edward knew his father was a kind man. He played with him when he was a little boy. Edward started to cry, but then he stopped. He was king now, and a king must not cry. Miles Hendon took Edward to his room. It was a small room near London Bridge. Edward looked around. There was an old bed, a table, two chairs and some candles. He did not like the room because it was dirty.
"Where are your servants?"
Edward asked. "I don't have any servants," Miles said, laughing. Edward was not happy. He was tired and hungry. The little king lay on the bed.
"Wake me when dinner is ready,"
he told Miles. He went to sleep quickly. Miles looked at him. Miles said to himself,
"He must be very ill. He thinks he's the king. I will help him and be a brother to him. I won't laugh at him again."
After some time, there was a knock at the door. A woman came in. She was Miles's neighbour, and she often cooked his dinner. The woman had a big pot of soup. She put it on the table.
"Here, Mr. Hendon," she said. "I thought you would like this soup."
"Thank you," said Miles.
The woman smiled at Edward, who was waking up, and then went. Edward was very hungry and sat down at the table. Miles gave him a bowl of the soup. Then he sat down next to him.
"What are you doing?"
asked Edward.
"What am I doing?" replied Miles. "I'm sitting down next to you. I'm going to eat some soup. I'm very hungry too."
"You must not sit down in front of the king," said Edward.
Miles was very surprised. He nearly laughed. But then he remembered that his new friend was mad.
"I must be kind to him," thought Miles. "Oh, yes, of course," said Miles. "I'm sorry, sir."
Then Miles stood up and Edward ate the soup. The soup was good, and Edward soon felt better.